Riding the Bench. The Community. Duval.
Riding the Bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Riding the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
And my name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk crap about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that, you may leave.
How did you get that memorized so fast? We're two episodes in and you're already...
We may talk crap about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players.
How did you do that so fast?
I don't even have a written out for this episode. I'm just locked in. That's how excited I am about this podcast. Because, man, we got a lot to talk about today. And I'm super excited. First off, Caleb, I was right. Pete Carroll does have a ring.
Oh my God. I don't want to talk about it, right?
I would like an apology on the podcast right here.
No, I'm not going to apologize.
At least apologize to the fans.
No!
Okay, so now you guys know that I care about you guys more than Caleb does.
No, that's not true.
Anyways, so I think we should just get right into it.
Yep.
There wasn't a lot of sports last week. I mean, the Pro Bowl, but that was kind of... I mean, it's just the Pro Bowl. It's fun. But it's like it's not anything big. So let's just get right into our topics. And we haven't talked a lot about basketball. We did our start bench cut last week, and that was NBA centers.
Yeah.
But we haven't talked a lot about basketball. But there was some basketball news this week, and so
there was.
I think we should talk about that a little bit. First things first, the trade deadline's coming up. So Jimmy Butler, guard for the Heat. He's been suspended for a while because he has been talking crap about the team. He doesn't want to play there
some
anymore.
Shit.
Yeah, so talking crap about the team because he doesn't want to play there anymore, so he just hasn't been playing. And obviously he wants to be traded because they won't build a team around him, which I don't blame the guy, but it's whatever. Anyways, so trade deadline coming up. There are two big teams that they're talking about sending him to, and those are Golden State and the Phoenix Suns. Personally, as a Warriors fan, I don't know. I don't think he's worth it. I don't think giving up our first-round picks for the next few years, like, I just don't think it's worth it. So I think the Suns could have him.
He's kind of a, as we've seen from his suspensions, he's kind of a jackass.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. He's emotionally unpredictable, so I don't know how I feel about that.
Not a team kind of guy, which is... Which is kind of what you need in basketball. Basketball is such a team sport.
It definitely is, yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like you... I just don't think it would be a good pickup for the Warriors. I mean, I know we're both Warriors fans. So, I just don't think it would be a good pickup. But I wouldn't complain. I just hope we don't give up too much for him. But we just want to get through all the stuff so we can get to the exciting stuff. So, that's the Jimmy Butler situation.
Jacob served me some tea in a cup that says, San Francisco Giants... World Series champions.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I can't believe this thing isn't broken yet. It should be in an antique shop. This thing's old as hell.
Well, I was looking for a Padres one, but then I remembered that they don't have a ring.
Right. No.
Boom. Roasted.
Okay. Boom.
So, also the NBA, the All-Star reserves were announced. So we went over the starting lineups last week. The reserves were announced this week.
Yes.
Just to bang them out real quick.
That's what she said.
In the West, we have Anthony Edwards, James Harden, Anthony Davis, Jaren Jackson Jr., Victor Wembanyama, Alperen Sengun? I don't know.
This guy's racist.
Jalen Williams. In the East, we have Darius Garland, Cade Cunningham, Jaylen Brown, Pascal Siakam, Evan Mobley, Damian Lillard, and Tyler Hero.
I feel like we're missing somebody there.
We are definitely missing somebody. Where is LaMelo Ball?
I don't know. Not what? There.
I don't understand. How does Darius Garland make the All-Star team and LaMelo Ball doesn't? I mean, LaMelo Ball is... Oh, man, I don't understand.
He's a baller, dude.
He is a baller.
It's in his last name.
It's in his last name.
It's in his blood.
It is. All three of those boys are balling now. You got Lonzo, LaMelo, and then LiAngelo. Gonna swerve in that corner. Whoa.
Stupid.
But, yeah, man, LaMelo got snubbed. I don't know. What do you think?
No, I think he got snubbed, too.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, and that speaks volumes, because I don't even pay... a super close amount of attention to basketball, and even I know that LaMelo should be on there.
Yeah.
So yeah, dude, that's a bummer for him.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks.
That is a real bummer for him. I think he should be on there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
It just doesn't make sense.
What's going on, NBA? Let's talk about it.
All right. And then we had breaking news. We were recording this on Sunday.
Oh my God, dude, I was at work. This is one of those things that, like, you'll never forget where you were when you heard the news.
Yeah, it was one of the craziest trades in NBA history. 25-year-old Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleber, and Markieff Morris to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a 2029 first-round draft pick. Man, the Lakers should be arrested because they just absolutely robbed the Dallas Mavericks.
I mean, they really did, dude. That was that should have been illegal, but here we are. Yeah. Man.
I don't get it.
I mean, what an uneven trade.
Luka is 25 years old, one of the best players in the league right now. And you trade him for a 31-year-old Anthony Davis who's hurt all the time?
That is crazy to think about.
It doesn't make sense.
I mean, that is extremely uneven.
Their excuses for trading him were he doesn't play defense and his conditioning isn't where they want it to be.
For Anthony?
For Luka.
Oh, for Luka.
That's why the Mavs traded him.
Because what?
Because his defense wasn't where they wanted it to be, and his conditioning wasn't where they wanted it to be. He doesn't play defense in his conditioning.
Who gives a shit? It's Luka Doncic. That's what an animal.
Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous, man. Insane trade. And AD's hurt all the time. I mean, I think he's hurt right now, isn't he?
Probably.
I think so. I mean, I feel like he's hurt every week. I don't know. I just think the 2029 first, I don't know. I just think it's a crazy trade. I don't know what they were thinking.
Who knows, man?
I'm still shocked. This also means that Luka does not qualify for a $325 million Supermax contract after next season.
Oh,
he was going to be a free agent this year, or at the end of next season. Not this year, at the end of next season. And was going to be able to sign for more because he was with the team that still drafted him, all those rules in the NBA. But him being traded to the Lakers means that he can no longer sign that $325 million Supermax extension or a Supermax contract.
That sucks.
That does suck. But, hey, maybe if he would have laid off the beers, then
he would have made some money. But, man, now we got Luka and LeBron.
Luka, LeBron, Bronny. Everyone forgets about Bronny.
Yeah, but Bronny sucks. Bronny's so bad at basketball.
They brought him back up from the G League for one game, and he just did awful. He had like four turnovers.
Yeah, he's just not good.
He's not good. Well, he wasn't even good at USC.
Yeah, they just made a big old hype around him because he's LeBron's son.
Because he's LeBron's son. I think Bryce James is going to be good.
Yeah, I think so.
LeBron's younger son just committed to Arizona. I think he's going to be solid. I think he's going to be better than Bronny. But I guess we'll find out. He'll be at Arizona next year. Anyways, that's all we have for the NBA talk. That's not really what we're into. We want baseball and football, guys. Baseball, we had a lot of news too. A lot of signings, a few trades. There was a lot of news in baseball. So we'll just bang these out real quick. Carlos Estevez, the relief pitcher, signed with the Kansas City Royals, $22 million, 2 years. It's a solid player. It's a good pickup for the Royals. Ha-Seong Kim signed with the Tampa Bay Rays for 2 years, $29 million, with an opt-out after the first year. Another good pickup. He's solid. Tommy Canley signed with the Detroit Tigers for 1 year, $7.75 million. Again, we're just going to bang these out real quick. This one, I have a little more interest in because it's my Giants. Taylor Rogers, one half of the Rogers twins, is traded to the Cincinnati Reds for a minor league reliever named Braxton Roxby. Roxby? I think so. I can't read my own handwriting. I despise Taylor Rogers' brother, Tyler Rogers.
Why?
The first time I watched him play on TV, he went in and he blew the game. Like, absolutely. Like, they had the lead, and then he just completely blew it. And it seems like he does that really consistently. But ever since that first game, I can't stand Tyler Rogers. It makes my blood boil. which is crazy because people are probably like, oh, Jacob, he's on your team. How can you not like him? No, screw that guy. When you can come into a game and actually get it done, then maybe I'll. No, he's ruined it for me. I don't like Tyler Rogers. I think they traded the wrong brother. But they held on to Tyler and got rid of Taylor. It's funny, every time we're in San Francisco, like a holiday rolls around where there's a gift, my brother and my dad always make the joke, or even if he's on the team, they make a joke, oh, I'm going to get Jake a Tyler Rogers jersey. And I tell them the same thing every time. It would make great fuel for the fire. I do not like Tyler Rogers. I wish we would have kept Taylor, because I love Taylor Rogers.
Yeah.
They're actually, it's cool, they're identical twins, but they're opposite identical twins. So everything that like Tyler Rogers has on the right side of his body, Taylor Rogers has it on the left side of his body.
Right.
Which is kind of a trip. But so they're literally complete opposites, which is why I love Taylor Rogers and I hate Tyler Rogers.
Here's my question for you. Since when is Kim going to the Royal or to the Rays?
He signed this week.
That's my boy, dude. I love him so much.
We had already passed through that, Caleb. But yeah, he signed with the Rays for 2 years, 29 million. Stop thinking
about it. I'm gonna cry. What the hell,
yeah,
man?
Yeah,
that's my boy.
Yeah, signed with the Rays this week.
God, dude.
And then
I hope they fail. God, dude.
The Rays, they probably will fail.
Yeah, they're probably gonna met, bro.
Then big news. Big news, the biggest signing this week, probably since the Roky Sasaki signing, Max Scherzer, legend,
yeah,
couple Cy Youngs under his belt, absolute legend, signed with the Blue Jays for 1 year, $15.5 million.
Damn, dude. That's how much we make off of one episode.
I wish we made that much. I wouldn't be going to community college. But Max Scherzer with the Blue Jays, he's old, man. He's not what he used to be. And I feel like he's always hurt. I don't know, man. He's just, it's a good pickup. He's still a solid pitcher, but he's just getting old, which is probably why he only signed a 1 year deal. I wouldn't be shocked if he retired after this year, but, what are your thoughts on that deal, Caleb?
Yeah, I mean, those are always risky when you sign an older player that's not who they used to be.
Giants with Justin Verlander.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's a very risky thing. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're bringing somebody on that has that legend status to them. You're kind of crafting your team around that one person, and it's very risky when they're a little bit older and they're a little more injury prone, and I always find a way to reference football, but you saw the same thing with the Jets. Like, they signed Aaron Rodgers, and where did that get them?
Yep.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? So I think it's risky, but I'm excited to see how it plays out.
Yeah. But baseball's not like football. One player doesn't build a team in football. If you have a bad quarterback, then you're not going to be able to do crap in football. But, yeah, so Max Scherzer there. Which brings me to our next point. Pete Alonso still hasn't signed. Does this Scherzer signing pull him more towards the Blue Jays? Does he stay in New York? What are your thoughts on this? Where do you think Pete Alonso ends up before the season starts?
Ooh. So you're saying, does Pete Alonso go to the Blue Jays now as well?
Yeah, because he's still open talks for signing.
Do you think he's going to the same team?
Possibly, because I know the Blue Jays have been in the talks for every free agent. They get close and never finish.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Might as well get him. How much? Oh my God, I was about to say, how much cap space do they have?
That should be something the MLB has to consider.
Don't start with me. Don't start with me right now. I say do it. I say pick him up.
Yeah, I think
that'd be kind of lethal.
It'd be good for the Blue Jays. Vladdy Jr.'s contract is up after this next season.
Right.
But if they could re-sign him and get Pete Alonso, dude, that back-to-back in the lineup would be absolutely...
That sounds kind of lethal, man.
That'd be insane. That would be great for the Blue Jays. It'd be great for whoever got him. I hope the Giants go out and get him. But honestly, I think he belongs in Queens. He should stay with the Mets. I mean, that's who drafted him. That's who he came up with. Like, that team loves him. That city loves him. I think he should stay with the Mets. I think that's where he belongs.
Right, I agree.
But nowadays in baseball, it's all about the money. There's no loyalty anymore. So, but I guess we'll just find out. And then our last piece of baseball news. This week, the cover for MLB The Show 25. Ooh! I'm super excited for this.
I don't know either.
The cover athletes. This is the first year that there have been three cover athletes on the show, on MLB The Show. This year, we have Ellie De La Cruz from the Cincinnati Reds, Gunnar Henderson from the Baltimore Orioles, and Paul Skeens from the Pittsburgh Pirates. What's interesting is you guys can go look up the graphic yourself, but next to all the players, it has their path to the big leagues. So Gunnar Henderson was drafted out of high school, so it has his minor league team, and then the Orioles, and then the American League logo for him making the American League All-Star team. For Ellie De La Cruz, he was an international free agent, so it just has the minor league logo, the Reds, and then the National League All-Star logo. And then for Paul Skeens, this is the interesting part. It has the LSU logo, the college that he went to.
Oh, there you go.
The minor league logo for the team that he played for in the minors, and then the Pirates logo, and then the All-Star logo.
Hey!
So what people are thinking is, is there going to be college in the show this year? And will be this show? Why would they pay for the trademark if they weren't going to do it? They've already said they revamped all the Road to the Show stuff, which I know this isn't real sports. This is all video games, but I think it's kind of interesting to talk about. They've already said they revamped all of the Road to the Show, like the process to get into the majors. So does this include colleges? Will they have colleges now? Because I don't think they'd just pay for the LSU trademark to just put it on the cover.
Well, that would be kind of sick, and it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think people care enough about college baseball to get a kick-ass video game deal.
Yeah.
So they can get paid for MLB for the show to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be smart.
I think it'd be cool. Yeah. I think it'd be fun. Like going to play is Florida, and I grew up a Gator fan. Going to play as Florida and then getting drafted by the Colorado Rockies in the third round, going playing for the Hartford Yard Goats and then working your way up to the majors.
Right.
Like playing the whole thing out yourself. I think that'd be pretty cool. I think that'd be fun to play.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope that's what it is. I hope that's why they got the logo on the cover there, and that's a little teaser. We're supposed to get a trailer at some point this week, which is supposed to have a big legend in it, a new legend in the game.
Oh, shoot.
But, yeah, so I'm super excited for the show 25. I'm going to pre-order it. Is it, what day is it? The 2nd? I'm going to pre-order it in 2 days so I can get the early access, like 4 days early.
Loser.
But I won't buy Madden.
Touch grass. You won't buy Madden. Oh, my God, dude. Touch grass.
Anyway, so that's all we have for baseball. Now we're into the fun stuff.
Oh my God, here's where I'm gonna pop off.
The NFL. Well, first off, I just want to talk a little bit about the term three-peat. So last week, our fun fact was about
the largest asshole in the world.
Yeah, the largest asshole in the world. The blue whale's anus gets spread up 3.5. That second place is the one dude who didn't vote for Ichiro, which I saw. It's funny. I saw that dude comment because he came out and was like, "Yeah, I was the one dude who didn't vote for Ichiro," and so. I saw him comment on, like, an NFL post, and I responded to his comment. I'm like, "No one cares what you think. You didn't vote for Ichiro." And he actually responded to me.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did. He's all, he didn't deserve that vote. And so I just left it there. I should have told him to come listen to the podcast to let him know, just that he knew how much we were mad at him. But anyways, our fun fact for this week, Pat Riley, he is the president of the Miami Heat and an old coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Has a trademark on the term three-peat. So,
really?
With the Chiefs going into an opportunity to three-peat this this week, he has a trademark on the term three-peat for, I think he has 6 different trademarks for mugs, hats, shirts, like all kinds of merchandise. And so you can't put the term three-peat on there without giving, I think it's like 5% royalties to Pat Riley.
Oh, hell yeah. Make that bread, Pat Riley.
Yeah, he's a genius, man. He first trademarked it in 1989 when the Lakers were going for their three-peat. He did it before the season, and they ended up not getting the three-peat.
Right.
But he trademarked it, and he's cashed in a few times on the term in the 90s with the Chicago Bulls, in the 2000s with the Los Angeles Lakers, and in the in 2000 with the New York Yankees. And he could do it again with the Chiefs this year.
Oh, he's going to make so much money. He's going to make so much money.
Well, yeah, because they're going to win. The refs want him to win.
Oh, my God. And okay, so
they're going to put it all over.
But let's talk NFL. If we start on that, everybody in this podcast is going to know how much of an idiot you sound.
They're going to know how brainwashed you are.
No.
And so he could do it again this year. It's cool. He came out and said that a lot of the proceeds that he gets from that, he just donates to charity anyways. But I just think that's kind of interesting that he has a trademark on the on the thing. I don't know. So that's our fun fact for the week. So now let's go over so Saturday. This will come out on Tuesday, unless we have technical difficulties again, but it'll most likely come out on Tuesday. I think we got it all figured out.
Yeah. We got that Monday.
So Saturday, the NFL honors ceremony will be happening where they give out all the awards. And so I want to get our predictions for the NFL awards. So do you want to do, we'll go like the least important award all the way up to the most important?
Yeah, bro.
All right, let's do that.
He's lying, guys. There is no least important.
No, there is no least important. There's just ones that aren't as cool as the other ones. All right.
Not everybody can be MVP.
So we won't do assistant coach of the year because I don't know about you, but I don't know any assistant coaches. So we'll just go straight to coach of the year. That's where we'll start. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool. Well, give me some assistant coaches. Let me see the let me hear the...
Okay, so I guess we will do assistant coaches. So for the assistant coach of the year nominees, we have...
Ben Johnson.
Joe Brady from the Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator. Vic Fangio from the Philadelphia Eagles is the D coordinator. Brian Flores, the D coordinator for the Vikings. Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator for the Lions, and is now the head coach of the Jets, I believe.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Lions.
Give me Ben Johnson already. Yeah. I mean, that Lions offense this year, I thought they couldn't top last year. Boy, did they.
Yeah.
They were good. They were insane. They were good. Unstoppable.
They were good.
Until they met Jaden Daniels.
So then we'll move into our Coach of the Year predictions. Mm-hmm. Our nominees for AP Coach of the Year, you have Dan Campbell of the Detroit Lions, Kevin O'Connell of the Minnesota Vikings, Sean Payton of my Denver Broncos.
I don't even know. I don't know why he's on there. He had some shitty play calling this year.
Dan Quinn of the Washington Commanders and Andy Reid of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Boo.
You can boo the Chiefs, but you can't boo Big Red. Big Red's a dope guy.
So I'm going to go with Dan Quinn. I think Dan Quinn has had an amazing year taking a rookie QB to the NFC Championship. I mean, his play calling was great. I thought Dan Quinn had a really good year with the Commanders.
I'm going to say Dan Quinn as well, but I was stuck between him and Dan Campbell, but you have to remember Dan Quinn didn't really choke.
Yeah, Dan Campbell lost to Dan Quinn.
Yeah, and Dan Campbell choked, though. Like, he made some pretty intense mistakes. I don't think there's anything Dan Quinn could have done in that game that was different.
Yeah.
Those Eagles, man.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Don't. Wait, the Eagles? What are you talking about?
No, Lions? No. When the Eagles beat the Commanders, I don't think there's anything Dan Quinn could have done against those Eagles.
Yeah.
But Dan Campbell definitely could have, you know, he has more talent on his team than Dan Quinn does on his.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
But yeah, so give me Dan Quinn, man. That guy's an animal.
All right, so we're in agreement on the first two.
Yep.
Now, AP Comeback Player of the Year. We have Joe Burrow from the Cincinnati Bengals, Sam Darnold from the Minnesota Vikings, J.K. Dobbins from the Los Angeles Chargers, Christian Gonzalez from the New England Patriots, and DeMar Hamlin from the Buffalo Bills.
Give me that gorgeous ginger man in the purple. Give me Sam Darnold, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
What a freaking animal. What a year for Sam Darnold.
Insane, man. And they just to think they would have had the number one seed if it wasn't for that Week 18 loss.
I mean, at the end, when he was under pressure, don't get me wrong, he sold.
Yeah.
100%. He folded under pressure. That's a no-brainer. But, like, we cannot... Like, we can't fail to look at the rest of the season. I mean, what an absolute animal for Sam Darnold. Can we pull up some stats from this year?
They were 14-3 this year. I was just looking up the record, Caleb. Now you got to put me on the spot.
Yeah, I got to put you on the spot. I need to see what Sam Darnold, what his stats were for the season, because he was an absolute unit this year. He was really impressive. He was a gunslinger. God, dude, Sam Darnold just, I mean, Josh Allen said it the best. Sam Darnold throws the piss out of that ball.
Yeah.
Like, he has got a cannon.
2024, he played 17 games with a 14-3 record, 361 completions and 545 attempts for a completion percentage of 66.2%.
Not bad.
4,319 yards and 35 touchdowns.
How many interceptions does it say?
He threw 12 interceptions.
That is not bad at all.
Yeah.
That is a great year. That is a great year for Sam Darnold. If he doesn't get that, I'm no longer watching the NFL Honors Awards.
Yeah, he 100% deserves that. Why is DeMar Hamlin on there? He already had his comeback
year. Not really. Like, last year he was not. Like, he wasn't really comeback player, but it's because last year, I think he was comeback player of the year just because of the situation that happened with him in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But this year, DeMar Hamlin actually played his ass off.
Yeah.
Like, DeMar Hamlin played really well this year, so I'm happy to see him on that list. I think last year it was because of his situation that he was got back on the field.
Yeah.
But when it comes to actual football performance, I think that's why he's on there this year. He kicked ass.
Yeah, but I feel like for a comeback player of the year, you have to be solid and then have a decline and then be back. I feel like DeMar Hamlin was never really great before the injury or before the mishap. I feel like he was just decent before the mishap. Is that just me?
Well, yeah, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, I get what you're saying. Like, you have to be, like, you have to look back and say, oh yeah, but you have to be decent and then have the decline and then come back. But he's playing decent, right? Mm-hmm. And then he gets possibly the craziest decline you could ever get by dying on the field.
He did die on the field.
And then coming back and kicking ass. Mm-hmm. I think in that circumstance, I think DeMar Hamlin's worthy of that nomination.
Okay, but Sam Darnold deserves the award.
Oh, yeah.
We were both in agreement on that. So we've agreed on the first three.
Yeah, DeMar Hamlin did not play good enough to beat Sam Darnold.
Now we'll move to AP Defensive Rookie of the Year. We have Braden Fisk, from the DN from the Los Angeles Rams. Quinion Mitchell, from the cornerback from the Philadelphia Eagles. Chop Robinson, the linebacker from the Miami Dolphins. Jared Verse, the linebacker from Los Angeles Rams. And the only white corner in the league, Cooper DeJean from the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it's Jared Verse. Even though I'm proud of Cooper DeJean.
give me Braden.
Braden Fisk. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Braden Fisk.
Oh, I picked the wrong
Give me my boy. Braden Fisk. I think that kid has, I don't know what it is, but he has it.
Yeah.
He was incredibly impressive this year.
Yeah, came back, took that place of Aaron Donald.
Yeah. I mean, he's solid. And those Rams, man.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to be solid for years to come, too. Yeah.
You got to hand it to those Rams. Mm-hmm. They really killed it.
Yep. So that's for Defensive Rookie of the Year. AP Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, man.
You have the tight end from the Las Vegas Raiders, Brock Bowers.
What an animal, first off.
Jaden Daniels, the quarterback from the Washington Commanders. Malik Nabers, the wide receiver from the New York Giants. My GOAT, Bo Nix from the Denver Broncos. And then you have Brian Thomas Jr. from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Let me tell you something right now, guys. I don't think that there's anybody like Bo Nix in the NFL. Nobody can sling a ball like Bo Nix can. Nobody has the field presence that Bo Nix can. Nobody can extend plays like Bo Nix can, except for Jaden Daniels. Give me Jaden Daniels to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, man.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, man. I freaking love Bo Nix. That's my quarterback. That's my QB1 right there.
I love Bo Nix too, but you got to admit Jaden Daniels is better.
Yeah, Bo Nix is the GOAT. He's the greatest quarterback to ever live, but give me Jaden Daniels to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh my God, wait till we get into start bench cut, dude. Me and Jacob are going to be throwing blows across this table.
This is not, it's going to be rough.
Continue.
So yeah, Jaden Daniels is was unstoppable this year. Led his team to the NFC Championship as a rookie quarterback.
What an animal, dude.
That's insane. That's unheard of.
Yep.
So now we'll move on to the AP Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh my God.
We have Zach Braun, the linebacker from the Philadelphia Eagles. Myles Garrett, the D-end from the Cleveland Browns.
I love Myles Garrett.
Trey Hendrickson, the Cincinnati Bengals defensive end. PS2, Pat Surtain II, the cornerback from the Denver Broncos. And TJ Watt, the linebacker from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And we say this right now. Defensive player of the year this year, without a doubt, PS2.
100%.
Without a doubt, it's PS2. But I want to backtrack. I want to take a little time traveling trip. Last year, Defensive Player of the Year went to Myles Garrett, which I think was a steal. I think it should have gone to T.J. Watt last year.
Yeah,
but I just think it's cool to see both of them back on that nominee list. Yeah, and they're together.
Both deserving.
Yeah, absolutely. They both deserve it. But gosh, man,
yes, the greatest corner to ever live from my Denver Broncos. Give me Patrick Surtain II to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Nah. No, I'm kidding. No, yes. PS2. Deserves that,
unbelievable
baby.
Unbelievable this year, man. It was so fun to watch. Now into the ones that people really care about. We'll start with the AP Offensive Player of the Year. Your nominees are Saquon Barkley, the running back for the Eagles, Joe Burrow, the quarterback for the Bengals, Jamar Chase, the wide receiver for the Bengals, who wouldn't be there without the last guy I mentioned, Derrick Henry, the running back for the Baltimore Ravens, and Lamar Jackson, the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. What are you thinking, Caleb? Who deserves that Offensive Player of the Year award?
Who deserves Offensive Player of the Year award?
Mm-hmm. There's one right answer.
There is one right answer, but I'm still conflicted.
You want to say it at the same time?
I mean, I guess I don't say I can fully with 100% of my heart agree with it. 100%. But let's say
if you say this wrong, you're fired.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
But here's the thing, and this isn't just as a Cowboys fan. Saquon Barkley was unbelievable this year.
I agree.
But if Lamar Jackson's not going to get MVP, he's going to get Offensive Player of the Year.
Man,
Lamar Jackson's a better football player than Saquon Barkley is.
But we know the MVP is going to go to a quarterback. So let the other guys, let everyone else have the
Lamar is
Offensive Player.
Lamar isn't a quarterback. He's a running back.
No, he's not a running back this year because they have Derrick Henry in the backfield. He was passing quarterback.
That was insane, dude.
Dude, that 1-2 punch. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Yeah. But yeah, that was just insane. But yeah, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley's going to win it. I don't think that's something you need to talk about.
That backwards hurdle was the highlight of the season.
It's the highlight of the season. It just pisses me off.
It was
like,
crazy.
Shut up.
It was awesome. I don't know why you hate Saquon Barkley.
No. I don't hate Saquon Barkley at all. I hate the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't hate Saquon Barkley.
I think he's going to go off in the Super Bowl.
I think he's going to go off in the Super Bowl, too. Yeah, like, I don't love Saquon Barkley because he's played for both my division rivals, but, like, he played out of his mind this year.
Yeah.
But, geez, man, for all the shade that I get thrown for, quote-unquote, glazing people, like, the way you talk about, the way that these people are talking about Saquon Barkley, like, zip it up when you're done, bro. Like, let's be real about it. You know what I mean?
But Saquon Barkley has been amazing this year. Patrick Mahomes has been...
Okay, nope, continue. Let's talk MVP.
So MVP, the AP Most Valuable Player for the NFL, will be announced Saturday. Our nominees are Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, Saquon Barkley from the Eagles, Joe Burrow from the Cincinnati Bengals, Jared Goff from the Detroit Lions, and Lamar Jackson from the Baltimore Ravens.
All right, can we talk about who we think deserves it? Can we just say at the same time who we think deserves it?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Josh
Joe Burrow.
Allen. You're wrong.
No. Josh Allen's going to get it, and he deserves the shit out of it.
He deserves it.
But I don't think it's between Josh Allen and Lamar. I think it's against Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. Because here's the thing. Everybody's just going to look at record, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But look at how awful the Bengals season was. Like, look at how awful it was. Mm-hmm. And then at that turning point, when they had a shot and when everybody started to rally behind Joe Burrow and what he was able to do, he brought them one game short of making playoffs. And he came on one of the biggest comeback streaks I have ever seen. And I think that he is one of I think he is a top three quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
There is nobody like Joe Burrow.
This year he was number three. Behind Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
No, but there is nobody like you can take how do I put it? Like we're talking about most valuable player. Mm-hmm. I think that this year Joe Burrow was more valuable to the Bengals than Lamar Jackson was to the Ravens. Think about it.
When you put it like that.
You know what I mean?
Put it like that, I understand where you're coming from.
Like Joe Burrow, like there is no other Joe Burrow. I mean, what an incredible comeback attempt for Joe Burrow. I mean, but, he's not going to get it, but let's talk about the real MVP.
Yeah, so think about Joe Burrow and how valuable he was to his team, and think about it just a little bit better, and you have Josh Allen.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Like, Josh Allen 100% deserves that MVP.
No.
And if
without
it doesn't go to him on Saturday, then there is something wrong with the NFL.
Yeah, without a doubt. No, Josh Allen deserves MVP.
Played out of his mind. Local boy from Fireball. Went to Wheatley College.
Yeah. His sister goes to Wheatley College.
Does she?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Josh Allen played out of his freaking mind. Let's look up Josh Allen's stats.
I mean, just so impressive. From Mr. Josh Allen.
Yeah,
I mean
he played out of his mind. Let's see right here. Josh Allen. Not 2014. Here we go. 2024. Josh Allen.
Yeah, I mean he is just an absolute unit.
Caleb just drew a penis on my notebook. Guys, we're having problems. And now my computer isn't loading.
You don't even have to look at his stats. Watch the football games.
Josh Allen was 13-4 with 307 completions for 63.6% completion percentage, 3,731 yards, 28 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. 6 interceptions. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, he played out of his mind.
Sam Darnold, low-key. Statistically was better.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. The impact on his team, no.
No, but the impact is insane. Josh you don't Allen. Have the Buffalo Bills anywhere near where they are without Josh Allen.
Yeah, it's called the most valuable player. It's 100%.
Absolutely. Josh Allen is not human. So you have to hand it to him, man. Like he's crazy.
Yeah. So so you've heard our picks for the awards. NFL on Fox does a fan vote every year on who they think they should get the award. So the fans vote. The fans voted the most valuable player was Saquon Barkley, which was kind of crazy, but we'll get there in a minute. The offensive rookie of the year was Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
The defensive rookie of the year was...
Wait, you said MVP was Jared Saquon?
Verse. Yes.
Oh my God.
It was Jared Verse.
Zip it up.
The offensive player of the year was also voted Saquon Barkley.
Oh my God, zip it up when you're done, guys.
The defensive player of the year, rightfully so, as voted on by the NFL on Fox fans, was Pat Surtain. And the coach of the year was Dan Quinn. So most of them, it was what we agreed with. The viral player of the year was Jameis Winston.
Totally deserved.
What a dog.
Totally deserving. I'm going to say this right now, though, and here's one of my only reasons about everybody glazing Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, I am a Cowboys fan. I do not like either of these teams that I'm going to speak about. But we have the Philadelphia Eagles and Saquon Barkley who's playing out of his mind. But yeah. I don't think he played as good as Christian McCaffrey last year.
Just because
he had a backward hurdle does not mean he was better.
Yeah, I think Christian McCaffrey was better last year. And
nobody was glazing him this hard.
Oh my God, he needs to win MVP.
I 100% thought that Christian McCaffrey deserved that MVP last year. I don't think Saquon deserved it this year.
You thought MVP should have gone to Christian McCaffrey instead of Lamar last year?
100%.
Psychopath.
Who was the most valuable player to their team last year?
Lamar Jackson? And
Christian McCaffrey.
Lamar Jackson.
Not
really. That 49er lineup was freaking insane last year.
But they wouldn't have been anywhere near as good. They wouldn't have made it to the Super Bowl without Christian McCaffrey.
I think Dak Prescott should have won MVP last year, but that's a different conversation. His stats were out of his...
Yeah, and I'm not even a big Niner fan. I mean, I don't hate the Niners, but I'm not a big Niner fan. I would 100% said that Christian McCaffrey deserved that MVP last year, and I don't think Saquon Barkley deserves the MVP this year.
Yeah,
he deserves Offensive Player of the Year, but Josh Allen deserves it this year.
Yeah, everybody needs to zip it up when they're done. All
right, what are we looking at on time?
We're getting not too bad.
Okay.
Here's the thing that I just wanted to point out right there that kind of caught my mind.
Mm-hmm.
We were just looking at Josh Allen stats, and right before that, we looked at Sam Darnold stats, and it looks like Sam Darnold stats are actually a little bit better.
Yeah.
But who played better this year?
Josh Allen. Yeah.
Right. So this is a point that I've been trying to make for a long time. So, my brother Eli, who's actually just, you know, that friend that is family. We say we're siblings,
mm-hmm.
but my brother Eli, I asked him who's the best defense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He said the Denver Broncos. Okay. He said, look at the stat. Look at the stats.
That's my boy.
Okay. I showed him the stats, or he showed me the stats, and I'm like, okay, yeah. Now watch football games.
Mm-hmm.
Get your Cheeto fingers off your keyboard and go watch some football games. Do you think that stats are more important than the actual gameplay that you're watching and how it affects the game?
No. And that's the problem with sports right now, is everybody's relying on the analytics.
Yeah, but exactly.
The analytics, that's not baseball especially, man. Baseball is getting ruined by analytics. Like, no one's intentionally walking. Like, baseball's getting ruined by analytics. And that's what's the problem with every sport, man. Trust the process. The reason that things have been done a certain way for years is because it works.
Yeah.
And so don't change what you're thinking and what you're doing because your statistician is saying, oh, no, don't do that, coach. Do this. Don't let him. And that's a big reason why I like Bob Melvin so much, the manager for the Giants, is because he doesn't go off the stats. Unfortunately, he started to a little bit. But like Bruce Bochy, he was never a big stat guy. He was, I'm going to go with my heart. I've been around the game forever. I'm going to do what I want. And I know this is kind of off topic because we're talking football, but yeah, I think analytics are ruining sports.
Absolutely. I think so too. Like, watch watch how a certain defense can affect a football game. Like, look, I get it. The stats are important. Like, yeah, it's super cool. Oh, we had the best stats this year. Watch how it affects the game. I'm sorry, but I will say that the Denver Broncos, even though statistically they are on top, I'm going to say they were the third best defense in the league this year.
Third, I think you're crazy.
No, I don't. I think the Chargers and the Steelers were better than them.
The Broncos had a better defense than the Chargers.
I disagree.
I can give you the Steelers. I'm not going to argue with you on that one. But I think the Broncos had the second best defense in the NFL this year.
I mean, I think those two are interchangeable. I just saw more from the Chargers.
I don't know. I think the Broncos had a better defense, but I'm also biased.
Because
I love my Broncos. So that's Eli, like you saying to that this. Dak Prescott is still a good quarterback.
He is still a good quarterback.
He's a decent quarterback.
He's better than your rookie.
No.
Yeah. Absolutely. He's better than your rookie.
You are out of your mind, Caleb. You are insane.
No.
You need to get your head out of your ass. He is not.
He's better than your rookie.
No, absolutely not.
But anyway, we'll continue on. But yeah, notice how a certain player or a certain group of players can affect a football game, Eli. So yeah, you know, me and Jacob actually been talking about Eli coming on the podcast. I don't know if the fans want that anymore after what they just heard. They're like, oh, this guy's an idiot. He thinks that the Broncos are the best defense in the league? No, Eli, you're wrong. Bruh.
Well, we wouldn't have him on football anyways. We'd have him on because he's a Division I lacrosse player.
Lacrosse player.
Five-star recruit, and no one has any idea what the hell lacrosse even is.
I do. I enjoy lacrosse.
Well, that's just because your brother plays it.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, so kind of moving on, we are going to move into our Super Bowl predictions. This episode will come out the Tuesday before the Super Bowl. So I don't know. We'll be in LA watching the Super Bowl with our homie Taylor.
With each other.
We're
going to be cuddling, me and Jacob watching the Super Bowl.
Which we're super excited for. But first off, let's go with the national anthem. National anthem over under 2 minutes. Who's singing the national anthem? I should have pulled that up. But the over under 2 minutes every year. It's a great bet every year. It's fun to do. National anthem singer. John Basti? He's got a Grammy and an Oscar. I don't know who this guy is.
John Batista, you idiot.
Oh, Batista. Oh, it's a girl.
No, that's, you didn't look at it right.
Doing research.
Okay, cool. Oh my gosh, wait. Okay, I'm going to say under.
Under? What is he, what genre is he?
I'm pretty sure it's like an R&B.
R&B. Okay, then I'm going to take the under.
I'm going to take the under. Yeah. He knows how to get it done quick and snappy.
Yep, under 2 minutes for the national anthem.
Right.
Now we'll go to the coin toss. Personally, Tails.
Tails never fails, baby. Let's Tails.
Do it.
Yes.
Tails never fails. Give me Tails for the coin toss. First touchdown.
First touchdown?
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley.
I agree. I want Saquon Barkley
to score. I think it's either going to be Saquon Barkley or Xavier Worthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want Saquon Barkley to score early and often. I want Saquon Barkley to end the Super Bowl with 6 touchdowns because if Saquon Barkley himself has 6 touchdowns, that means that the Chiefs probably lost. The Gatorade color after the game when they dump Gatorade on the coach happens every year.
Orange.
Orange? You think it's going to be orange? I don't know. The stats say red.
I'm going to say orange.
I mean, what's more sports podcast talk than the Gatorade color after the Super Bowl?
No, I'm going to say it's orange just because it's going to be dumped on a coach with an orange mustache.
I agree that it will be dumped on Andy Reid. That's who they want to win.
No, you're wrong there.
But
everybody can agree that you're a psychopath conspiracy theorist.
The stats say red.
For Big Red.
Everything points to red. Orange is a great guess. Was it orange last year?
No.
What was it last year? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But you know what? Give me an oddball. Give me purple.
You psychopath. That's my favorite Gatorade flavor, though, actually.
The Riptide Rush?
Yes.
Not grape. Riptide Rush.
Yes.
You can only find it online on Amazon, and it's crazy expensive, and at the golf course here in town.
But it's gas.
It's the best. The best.
It's the best Gatorade you'll ever have in your life.
You can only find it in town at the golf course. So every time I'm
Let's go.
And they way overcharge for it. It's like $3.25 a bottle.
That's it. Me and Jacob are going golfing this second.
You've never golfed in your life.
It's 4:30. I have.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh.
Just not very good at it.
We'll play pickleball tonight instead. Which meant we played out of our mind. We played the best pickleball of our lives. Oh my God,
dude. We played the best pickleball of our lives the other day.
It was fantastic. It felt so good. Me and Caleb's stepdad beat his mom and this other dude who was pretty good. And dude, that felt good. I played out of my freaking mind. It was awesome.
Not really. He kind of played like shit, but...
We're getting off topic.
Yeah.
Why are you touching my knife, Caleb?
Because it's cool.
I don't trust you with a knife.
Continue. All right, let's talk. Let's continue.
So now let's get into the thing that everybody actually wants to hear. Our Super Bowl predictions, our score predictions, what we think is going to happen.
Okay. I don't know what the score is going to be. I'm going to guess it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
Because last time they faced off, it was a pretty high-scoring game.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl 37-34.
You said 37-34?
Yep.
Man, that's a close game by a field goal?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. It'd be awesome if it was that exciting.
The Chiefs don't blow people out.
Yeah, that's true. I can't believe I spelled Chiefs wrong. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, idiot.
Yeah, they have who they want to win. They want to get Mahomes that three-peat.
That's not true.
It's fixed. For Mahomes.
Can you stop saying three-peat so we don't have to pay Pat Riley?
We're not putting on any merchandise. He doesn't have, it's not like you can't say the phrase three-peat. Man, I can't get over that penis you drew on my freaking notebook, man.
It's got good shape.
It's got
good shape. Continue.
And then you drew my name. It's the arrow... From my name pointing to the balls.
Why are you explaining the drawing to these people? Gosh,
anyways,
I'm gonna label this thing explicit when we
post absolutely it. Want the Eagles to win. I'm gonna be stoked if the Eagles win. It's probably not gonna be good because I'm going to this person's house for the first time and they are all Chiefs fans. They're from the Missouri area. And so they'll probably be pretty upset when like, what is this stranger doing in my house and why are they rooting against my team? But I absolutely want the Eagles to win. But I think the Chiefs will win. I don't know. I got my score prediction pretty close. in the national championship. I was 3 points off.
Yeah, don't screw this up, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go
37-34.
28-17.
28-17, you're a psychopath. I'm going to be so much closer.
28, you think it's going to be higher scoring than that?
Hell yeah.
I don't know, man.
What was the score when they faced off the last time? 38? Gosh, what was the Eagles Chiefs score? It was really close. Eagles Chiefs Super Bowl score. It was 38-35.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
And if anything, both of their offenses are better this year. So
no, I don't know about that. I think the Chiefs' offense is weaker.
No, I think it's better.
I still spell Chiefs wrong.
No, I can't. I think it's better.
I forgot the H in Chiefs both times. What is going on? It's the weekend.
You spelled Keefs?
I spelled Keefs.
Idiot.
it's the weekend.
Kansas City Queefs.
I don't think anything but sports on the weekends and spelling isn't included.
Yeah, okay. Sports. Wow.
But yeah, I think the Chiefs will win. Now you got me questioning. I'm sticking with it. 28-17.
All right, bro.
Yep.
We just shook on it.
Yep. 34th. I think you'll probably be closer, but they're going to want that Chiefs blow. They don't want it to be too close, because if they do, there's some off chance that Mahomes might not win it.
Not true.
And they need not Mahomes true. To
the
win.
The NFL does not want Mahomes to win the Super Bowl, you idiot.
Yes, they do.
Jacob, they that is illegal, bro.
No.
Don't get me started.
It's you not illegal if you're paying theorist. Enough.
No.
There are 31 other fan bases that understand what's going on right now. There's a reason why there's so many people that think this. It's because it's obvious what's happening. It's blatant what's happening.
The NFL does not know who they want to win the Super Bowl.
They do.
100%. No, because you point the refs' faults at the Kansas City Chiefs. And with all due respect, I love you. You are one of my best friends on this entire planet, but you're a dumbass when it comes to football. You're an idiot. I'm letting you know right now. The refs' faults are not pointing at the Chiefs. Look at other football games.
You're gaslighting yourself.
No, look at other football games. Watch football games.
Watch other football games. It happens so much more consistently with the Chiefs.
Oh, my God.
There's a reason
we have this argument.
Fan bases that agree that it's fixed for the Chiefs.
No, we have this argument every single week. And go back and listen to the episodes and listen how I give you so many good examples and you just go, yeah, well, they know they want to win the Super Bowl.
Good examples.
No, idiot. Listen, the refs' faults are not pointing at the Kansas City Chiefs. It happens all over the league.
That's all you
just
said.
Just as consistent.
That's your example.
Just as consistent.
It happens all over the league.
Just as consistent.
And it's illegal. No, they have who they want to win. Anything can happen if you're paying enough.
That's not
true. Whether it's illegal or not.
Nobody's paying shit. Nobody's paying shit, truly.
But it's only illegal if you get caught.
No, nobody's paying 100%
shit. 100% it's fixed for the Kansas City Chiefs. You're going to see that on
it
Sunday.
It is not fixed for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're going to see that a week from today. Right now, we'll be sitting in L.A. and you'll be like, man,
it
that
is not
call
fixed
was
for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Man, that call
if
was
Josh Allen would have got the catch, I don't even care about the catch anymore, but if Josh Allen would have gotten that first down, they still would have lost the game.
How do you know? They took the lead on that next drive when they got the ball back.
No, they would have lost the game.
I don't know.
Because in crunch time, the Kansas City Chiefs shine. When it's crunch time.
But who knows? Because they get that first down, the Bills go down and score. Then they put the Chiefs in that tough situation.
That they more than likely pull off.
Yes, yeah, more than likely. More than likely.
They pull it off.
You're an idiot, Caleb. You're brainwashed. You're gaslighting yourself. You have to be... You're crazy to not see what's going on. There's a reason there are 31 fan bases that realize what's going on and realize that it's
fixed. There's not 31 fan bases. There's people like you that get pissed off because their teams suck. I'm one of them.
There is 31 fan bases that realize what's going on right now. The Chiefs and crazy people like you are the only ones who don't realize what's going on right now.
No, you guys are all idiots because you think that it is a fixed thing that the Kansas City Chiefs are met. You're one of those people that think the NFL is scripted.
I don't think it's
and
scripted.
And that the Kansas City, yes, you do, you dumbass. You just said that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl.
I just think they know who they want to win.
That's
and
not
do
true.
Whatever it takes to make
That's
it happen.
Not true. That's not true.
They'll do whatever it takes to make it happen.
No, they won't, because nobody wants the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. So why would they give them the Super Bowl?
You know what? I want you guys to go over to our Instagram and drop a comment. We'll post about this and drop a comment and let us know who like, what you guys think? Do you guys think it's fixed? Do you guys think, oh, the Chiefs are just that good and you're crazy like Caleb? We want to know what you guys think. So head on over to the Instagram. Post will be up on Tuesday. And drop a comment on that. Let us know what you think about this situation. How you like sliding that plug in there real quick, Caleb? That was
I like you sliding the plug.
That was smooth.
No, the plug was great.
Go follow us over on Instagram. Drop a comment at Riding the Bench Pod.
At Riding the Bench Pod on Instagram. Way to sneak that in there, pal.
That was
smooth. Way to sneak that in there.
That was smooth. Yeah, it was funny. When I did my, we talked about the Wheel Stuff podcast last week, and now I have my own episode.
Yeah.
In that episode, I was talking about, we were talking about my latest Instagram caption. Because my caption was like, the doctors who said I never run again, look at me now. Sincerely, cancer's worst nightmare, which is a hard Instagram
That's
caption,
sick.
Which we'll get into my whole story on a future episode, because it's kind of crazy. But yeah, so in that, I was so smooth. I went, yeah, you could see that Instagram caption over on my Instagram at Jacob Fabinus _. And they were like, yo, that was crazy. Like, they were getting all hyped for me because it was so smooth. And they were like, no, take it back, take it back. And they're like, nah, you deserve it.
Nah, you deserve it.
So yeah, go ahead and follow me on Instagram too. Go follow
me
both too. Of us.
Me, Caleb Brown.
Go follow both of us. But yeah, go drop a comment on our Instagram and let us know what you guys think. Do you think it's fixed? Do you think the Chiefs, do you think the refs know who they want to win?
Are you that dumb of a businessman? Huh? Are you that dumb of a businessman?
What are you yapping about?
Do you really think that they would give the Super Bowl to the Kansas City Chiefs when this whole storyline is surrounding them right now? If this whole story was surrounding them right now and everybody knows that it's fixed, do you really think they'd keep doing it if they have that many eyes on them? Yes, and the NFL's going to lose viewership.
Real football fans know what's going on. But everyone who doesn't know football,
that's
the
not
Swifties
true.
Who are watching football just because Taylor Swift is on the screen every 5 seconds, which is ridiculous in itself, want the Chiefs to win because they want Taylor Swift's boyfriend to win. Which, shout out to Travis Kelce putting these small indie singers on the map. But that's what they want to happen. They want Mahomes and Kelce, the faces of the NFL, Mahomes and Taylor Swift's boyfriend, to get those rings, get that three-peat. And then that way, when people are talking, they'll be like, oh, the Chiefs win a third Super Bowl in a row. And all the girls are like, oh, is that Taylor Swift's boyfriend?
No. Name any spot on impression. No, name any respectable football player, football, and oh my God, anybody respectable in football. Go ask them about the Kansas City Chiefs and hear what they have to say, because they make everybody look stupid. For example, give me Julian Edelman. Let me tell you what Julian Edelman said the other day. Ready? And this is spot on. Ready?
Julian Edelman said,
if you have a problem with them winning Super Bowls and them winning these football games because of the quote-unquote refs, go beat them. Refs can't stop you from getting a third down. Refs can't stop this. Refs can't stop you from scoring. If you hate them that bad, go beat them.
In football, 100% the refs can stop it.
No, go beat them.
We saw it
go
a couple weeks ago.
Go beat them.
Josh Allen got that first down.
Go beat them.
The refs can literally award touchdowns. They did that with the Commanders.
Go beat them.
And the Eagles. They literally awarded them a touchdown because the dude kept on jumping over the line. The refs have so much control in football. They can make the game go however they want it to.
No, if you have a problem with them, go beat them.
You can't. You're playing against
bullshit.
Two teams.
Bullshit, they lost games this year. They lost a game this year. Bullshit.
They lost two games this year.
You can beat them. They lost games this year.
Dude.
Bullshit. You can beat them. They are beatable.
It takes a lot to beat them.
And in those games, they got beat.
Playing two teams is really tough.
And you know what? There were some BS calls in the Chiefs' favor in those games, but what happened? They still got beat.
Exactly. So you agree there are BS calls.
No, there's BS calls for the Chiefs. There's BS calls for Dallas. There's BS calls for Broncos. There's BS calls everywhere. There were bullshit calls that everybody is all, oh my God, that's the refs in favor of the Chiefs. Yeah, that's how calls work.
It's way more consistent for the Chiefs, though. That's why people are
no,
outraged.
Just go watch football.
It's way more consistent.
You watch the Chiefs harder than Swifties do, dude. Seriously, it's impressive.
No, you're it's insane, impressive. Caleb. You're absolutely
star bench insane. Cut. We have Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. And Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Montana.
Whoa. I thought I was the notebook guy for this. You're the technology guy.
No, I just started it.
Let me run the
Patrick
show.
Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Joe Montana.
Let's get this going.
Okay.
Start bench cut this week. This is how you know it's getting close to the end of the episode. This is how we wrap up every episode. Start bench cut, just to explain it one more time for you new listeners. We'll give you three players. You have to start one, bench one, cut one. It's pretty simple. Most sports fans know the game. Our start bench cut for this week, as Caleb already mentioned and stole my thunder, is Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Joe Montana.
Starting Tom Brady. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's obvious.
Starting Tom Brady. I'm benching Joe Montana. I'm cutting Patrick Mahomes.
That's the right answer. That's the only right answer.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
Thank you.
I until this next Super Bowl.
I thought we were going to argue about this all day. I thought we were going to decide to bench Patrick Mahomes, and I was going to be absolutely furious with you.
No.
Because you're insane if you think that Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback than Joe Montana.
No. But if he wins this next Super Bowl, he's...
I don't know, man. I don't know. You also have to think about all of the training. Like, there are the athletes nowadays have so much training. That's all they live for. Their entire childhood and growing up is the sport that they play. And just imagine if Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, who are some other old timers from other sports, Michael Jordan, Babe Ruth. Imagine if they would have grown up and all they had to worry about was baseball, football, basketball. They would be in a whole nother league, man. It would be insane. So, I mean, but for who they are, the players that they are in their time era, I'm going to agree with you. Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Yeah.
That one's obvious. Then I'm going to bench Joe Montana and cut Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Because you... And I 100% agree about it. Mm-hmm. But even if you could put anybody else on that list, you're going to cut Patrick Mahomes because you have a vendetta.
Not necessarily.
And you're a dumbass.
Not necessarily. I think Patrick Mahomes was a better quarterback than Dan Marino. I'm benching Mahomes and cutting Dan Marino if that's the situation. Who else?
Okay.
Trent Dilfer. He's got a Super Bowl.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees,
I'm cutting Drew Brees too.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Not really.
Yeah, I'd probably
cut Aaron Rodgers.
I'm cutting Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you.
I don't like Aaron Rodgers as a person. I don't like him as a player. I don't think he's that good.
Eli Manning.
I'm cutting Mahomes.
I'm cutting Eli.
Dude, have you ever seen that clip of the bar that Eli Manning?
Yeah, I am. But good thing we're not talking about advertising here.
Yeah,
talking about football.
What was the bar? Tom Brady's the GOAT. Yeah, that's nice. But something.
I beat him twice.
Dude, that clip goes so hard. Like, he's got bars for a white boy.
Yeah, absolutely. So
that's what we have. We both start Brady, sit Montana, and cut Patrick Mahomes. Do you have anything else you want to talk about this week, Caleb?
I don't think so. I cannot wait to see the Instagram comments.
Yeah. Please go comment over on the Instagram. Let Caleb know how absolutely insane he is.
Yeah, and if any of you say anything about, oh my God, these games are fixed for the Kansas City Chiefs, please go watch football. Please get educated. Please listen to people and not just the people on the internet. Oh my God, stop listening to the internet and go listen to people that are actually respectable aside from people like Jacob and all these freaking... Oh my God, all these keyboard warriors that are just talking about the Chiefs in as many ways as they can to take away their credit.
You're insane, Caleb. There's a reason so many people are backing it, because they realize what's going on. Stop throwing your hat and open your eyes.
I didn't throw it. I lightly placed it on the bed.
But yeah, anyways, that's all we have for this week.
No!
This was fun. We got pretty heated this episode.
Can we record another one?
You didn't even want to record going into this one because we were having so many technologies.
I hate this.
We are working to get it up on Apple Music. We're so sorry for all you weirdos who use Apple Music instead of Spotify. But we're working on it. We're working hard. We're hoping to get it up later this week on Apple Music. But for now, keep listening to it on the RSS website. You cool people who use Spotify, that's already up on there. Go ahead and follow, rate us 5 stars on Spotify.
Yeah. Go listen to it on Spotify. Now, you might be confused. When it says Riding the Bench, it'll say Riding the Bench by Caleb Brown. I'm working to get that fixed.
Yeah. Okay? Caleb had to set up all the accounts. We mentioned in the first episode that he's the technology guy, and I write the episodes. And so when he was setting it up to get that first episode out for you guys, and so that kind of just...
Sorry, guys. We had some more technical difficulties. We're now on one microphone, so we're going to try and send this episode out while we're nose to nose.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for listening to episode 3 of the Riding the Bench podcast. We appreciate you guys. Go ahead and go give our Instagram a follow at Riding the Bench Pod. Caleb, you got anything else?
I don't think so. We had a good time. All right, I love you guys with all my heart.
Thank you guys, and come on back next week to hear how our Super Bowl predictions went.
All right. Peace out, y'all.